This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Lily Haight with local news for January 19th, 2022. Jefferson County Public Health reported 107 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. This includes all cases that were reported over the three-day weekend. And this brings our total case count since the beginning of the pandemic up to 2,123. There are currently 238 active cases in isolation, and three Jefferson County residents are hospitalized. Our case rate has once again doubled, now at 1,460 per 100,000. Jefferson County Public Health will be hosting two COVID-19 vaccine clinics this Saturday, January 22nd. The first will take place from 9 to 11 a.m. at Blue Heron Middle School, and the second from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at the Brennan Community Center. The Pfizer vaccine will be available for ages 5 and older, and the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be available for ages 18 and older. At these clinics, you can get your first, your second, or your booster dose of the vaccine. Walk-ins are welcome, but you can make an appointment online as well. Go to the Jefferson County Public Health website for more information. The county's search for a new county administrator is back on. After a round of interviews and finding a finalist for the position who later turned down the offer last fall, the county commissioners will be rebooting their search for a new administrator this week. Using the executive search firm, the Prothman Company, the county has boosted the salary range for the position and put a focus on using social media on posting the job. The commissioners are also focusing on finding candidates that have experience in the government sector, but also the private and nonprofit sector. And they'll be focusing on candidates with ethnic and racial diversity. The entire hiring process is expected to take 5 to 6 months. A special election is coming up on February 8th. Port Townsend voters will see two propositions on their ballot, both for the Port Townsend School District. Prop 1 is a resolution that, if approved, would authorize an excess tax levy of about $3 million each year for 3 years, starting in 2023, to pay for the expenses of educational programs and school support. Proposition 2 is a resolution that, if approved, would authorize an additional tax levy of about $2 million each year for 3 years to support the construction, modernization, and remodeling of school facilities. Voters in Quilcene will see one resolution on their ballot for the Quilcene School District, which, if approved, would authorize the district to issue general obligation bonds of $12.3 million to pay for the construction of a new grade school building to replace the existing grade school building, and for a new career and technical education building, and to pay for athletic facilities and field improvements. Voters in Brennan will see a resolution on their ballots asking them to decide whether or not excess taxes of about $327,000 should be levied in 2023 and 2024 to provide funding for educational programs and school district operations for the Brennan School District. The last day to register to vote and still be able to vote in this special election is by January 31st. In other election news, a few local positions are going to be up for election this November. The District 3 commissioner seat will be up for election, and incumbent Greg Brotherton has already announced that he plans to run for re-election. He'll be facing Republican opponent Marcia Kelbin, who registered as a candidate in the race on November 15th, according to the Washington State Public Disclosure Commission. On Kelbin's candidacy website, she states that she believes the county is currently advancing what she calls a troubling socialist agenda by spending money on handouts and giving short shrift to key functions such as infrastructure, roads, and law enforcement. Brotherton, meanwhile, has spent a large amount of time in the past 2 years working with local agencies on housing solutions for the homeless population in Jefferson County. As a board member at OLECAP, he helped finalize the plans for 43 units of affordable housing in Port Townsend, and since then has worked with his fellow county commissioners to buy land for a new housing hub, which will be a location for a new homeless shelter and a camping area for people to park their trailers and campers. In addition to a county commissioner seat being up for election, Prosecutor James Kennedy, Sheriff Joe Knoll, and District Court Judge Mindy Walker, all of whom were elected in 2018, will have to announce whether they plan to run again for their positions this year. But there's still some time for potential opponents to put together a campaign. After all, candidate filing week is not until May 16th. And that's it for today's news. I'm Lily Haight. Thanks for listening.